Lecture 19, The Peloponnesian War, Part 1.
Welcome back to this, our 19th lecture in this series on ancient Greek civilization. In our last couple of lectures, we've been looking at Athenian society in the period after the Persian Wars, and I've been trying to describe some of the institutions that helped to develop the democratic spirit of Athens at that time. We talked about the organs of the democracy, we talked about the assembly and the council, the rather peculiar practice of ostracism. And we also looked at some of the other institutions, both in Greek religion and also in social life, that managed to inculcate this democratic spirit. We looked, for example, at Greek theatre and noticed the way in which it allowed the community collectively to express many of its anxieties out on the stage, to purge them, as it were, from the community so that people could be reintegrated once again back into their society, to use Aristotle's term, cleansed of their passions and emotions. This very confident and brilliant Athenian society that took root in the 5th century was, as we've also seen, an imperial society. Athens became the hub of an empire based on a Delian League, a league which had originally been formed as an alliance of states to carry on the war against Persia, but, as we saw, had very quickly turned into an Athenian empire, where Athenians, by the use of tribute and by the use of clerics, for example, had established their authority all over the Aegean. By the end of the 5th century, at least in the last quarter of the 5th century, however, the growth of Athenian power was checked. And it was at the end of the 5th century that Athens came into conflict with the other great Greek power, that of Sparta. By the 430s, virtually all of the states of the Greek world, the mainland and the Aegean, had become allies of either the Athenians or of the Spartans. And the war which would ensue in the confrontation between these two states, the Peloponnesian War that lasted from 431 to 404 BC, was a war that produced suffering on a scale that the Greeks had never experienced before in any of their confrontations. By the time the war was over, Athens had been defeated, her navy had been destroyed, her empire had been disbanded, the democracy overthrown. So the Peloponnesian War marks a truly cataclysmic event in the history of Greece. It marks an abrupt halt to the development of Athenian society and the Athenian democracy, and it represents an epic confrontation between two very different Greek systems, the Athenian and the Spartan. So in this lecture and in the next lecture, I want to concentrate on the Peloponnesian War, both dealing with the causes of the war, the course of the war, the result of the war, and to try to see the war as a lens through which we can view some of the developments that have been affecting the Greeks in the 5th century. The entire war was witnessed by Thucydides, an Athenian general and an historian, one of the most important and influential historians ever to have written. And so necessarily in treating the Peloponnesian War, we're going to have to look also at the work of this historian to see how he, an intelligent and thoughtful contemporary, interpreted the events that he witnessed, events that often he actually participated in as an Athenian general. So let's go back a little and see the political development of the two major states, Athens and Sparta, to see how it is that a confrontation could come about, resolving all of Greece into essentially two camps. Both had been allies, of course, in the wars against Persia, and they very quickly after that war, as we saw, followed two quite different patterns of development. Athens, though democratic, was also an imperial power. The navy dominated the Aegean. It ensured the military dominance of Athens around the Aegean. Garrisons were often located in allied territory. And the Athenians exacted tribute from these allies, who then became subjects of an Athenian empire. As we saw, 700 magistrates were dispatched every year around the Aegean. These were Athenian citizens who were the frontline men of the Athenian empire, collecting this tribute and bringing it back to Athens. And as we saw, there were numerous revolts in the course of the 5th century, but each one of them put down by the Athenians, often using the very ships that had been paid for by these allied states. Revolts were suppressed, and in fact, quite often the Athenians then would seize the land of a territory that had gone into revolt, and it would be given over to Athenians, who were sent there not as colonists, not as people who left Athens and became members of a new society, but as clerics, Athenians transplanted onto another soil, but who retained their Athenian citizenship.